running out of time, Tēnei Waiata, called Muscle Cars, Te Kai Waiata. This track is Running Out of Time from Muscle Cars, off of their 2024 album Sugar Honey Iced Tea. Muscle Cars, if you're not aware, they're a wonderful DJ-producer duo native to New York City, Brandon Weems and Craig Hanfield. They have sort of taken over the underground dance scene since they emerged in the 2010s. And a big part of what they do is investing themselves in the sort of infrastructure of that underground scene in New York City. So in 2018, they launched Coloring Lessons, a party that was aimed to sort of hark back to the glory days of dance music in New York. In 2020, it became a record label. In 2024, they released their album Sugar Honey Iced Tea and made their Aotearoa debut with Music First. And now they're coming back. They've been on the road for a few months now, touring around Asia, Australia, etc. And now they're here in Tāmaki Makaurau this weekend, playing at Goblin Bar on Sunday as part of Resonate, which is a brilliant club night put on by Music First and Darklight. Happening at Goblin Bar this Sunday, which is of course the eve of Labor Day, so you can party hard and have the day off on Monday, 26th of October, with support from Babyface Killer and Music First DJs. It's going to be a real good party. You can get tickets from Under the Radar now. We're going to listen to a corridor that I had with Craig and Brendan the other day, catching up a little bit about what they've been up to recently, their album, their thoughts on the dance music scene and what we need at the moment. I really, really enjoyed chatting with them. So we're going to listen to that now. You're on BFM Breakfast.
I thought maybe we could start with a little bit about your influences, because I know at the top of a lot of people's mind is the passing of D'Angelo last week, and I saw you guys did a really beautiful tribute on Instagram, and also the in general the sort of genre fluidity of your album Sugar Honey Iced Tea, which came out in 2024. Could you speak a little bit about your influences and the music that you make?
Yeah, it's pretty vast. I think it's vast but also pretty New York centered in a way. So I think the music that we would hear, yeah, just living in New York, which is a mix of like hip-hop, obviously, R&B, everything from salsa and house music and reggae and dancehall. So yeah, I think Neo Soul was a huge, you know, inspiration. Like, I know both of our parents and many of our peers in the same age group, like, grew up listening to, yeah, D'Angelo or Jill Scott or Erykah Badu. And I think, I also think for us that maybe subconsciously, like, you know, made us appreciate more soulful music, you know, or where that side of us comes from, just kind of growing up with that music being played in the household when we were kids.
I feel like that aligns a lot with the sort of nature and origins of house music in New York specifically, right? Like taking those influences from soul and R&B and sampling. Is that a sort of lineage that's quite important for you guys to carry on in the music that you make?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like definitely with regards to that soul and soulful sound, but also like the lineage of, you know, like The Loft and Shelter and Body and Soul and kind of these New York institutions, like kind of dance music that we play.
I guess that ties into Coloring Lessons a bit as well, because that's sort of been a big part of your ethos, it feels like, to contribute to bringing back those sort of glory days of that New York nightlife, which we hear a lot about, this sort of like legendary time in New York club music. But can you talk to me a little bit about the club scene that you guys came up in and maybe some of the challenges you feel like the nightlife might be facing today?
So when we first met, when we started going out, it was a lot of like, it wasn't even clubs, or if we did go to clubs, we would sneak in because we were too young to actually go to clubs. So it was just like a lot of like shows. And then when we finally started going to clubs in maybe 2013, 2014, yeah, I would say New York wasn't in its strongest place in terms of nightlife. Like, yeah, a lot of spots had closed. And yeah, you had clubs that would do commercial music and then would have like this club Cielo would have like commercial music. It's a really popular club in New York that closed, and then would have like Louis Vega or Francois K that same week, you know? So you'd have a lot of spaces that were just dedicated to underground music. But today, I think it's great. I think, yeah, there's so many options in New York, so many places to go to, like, yeah, clubs that just do one subgenre of dance music even, and that's just kind of their whole identity, you know, which I think is pretty unique. And yeah, in terms of challenges, I don't know, maybe just less about New York and more about just the era we live in, you know, which is like, yeah, maybe sometimes people being less engaged in these spaces, or just like not having or not knowing dance floor etiquette, for example, and kind of how to like interact and kind of, yeah, move about in those spaces, you know, compared to like, you know, our parents' generation when they were growing up pre-cell phones. It was like, yeah, people dance with each other. It was like normal to like dance with someone that you didn't know, you know, and it was fine and wasn't weird or something, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. I feel like there's been almost a movement now of like banning phones and clubs and convincing people that it's really time to start turning towards each other rather than like filming the DJ. And it's kind of crazy that we have to have a movement of this, but it feels important.
Yeah.
Is this happening in New Zealand as well?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's definitely more of a discourse, you know, like people are talking about it in terms of the importance of being present and dancing with each other rather than like chasing the hype of a DJ's name.
We're finding when we travel, a lot of the clubs will kind of put the sticker on the cameras. Yeah, and most clubs around the world actually, so it's becoming a more global thing, which is cool. I think it's a good thing.
And I guess through Colouring Lessons, it's becoming increasingly apparent that community is almost as intrinsic to what you do as it is to making music.
It's a very essential part of life for us. I think it goes beyond like the club and beyond the party and the dance floor. I feel like community has become such a buzzword now. A lot of folks in club culture use it as a means to like kind of get people to their party. But yeah, it kind of goes beyond Colouring Lessons for us. And yeah, it can look anything like connecting with our people like around the world, or especially back home in New York City. But it's also, you know, like looking out for each other on the dance floor and off the dance floor.
Beautiful. I want to talk about making music because, I mean, we touched on lightly the album Sugar Honey Iced Tea being so sort of genre fluid. And I mean, your typical performance is you two as DJs, but there's kind of quite a lot of like producing and songwriting elements that goes into the music that you produce. So I'm interested in terms of how you approach making music. Like, have you always considered yourselves to be songwriters, or is it more DJs that become more and more into the production side of things?
I think a bit both. I think like probably Brandon would say he's a DJ who's gotten into like, or yeah, who more also does production. And I feel like I'm more of like a producer who is also doing like DJing, and we kind of meet in the middle, which is really nice. All the music starts from like voice notes, and yeah, I think it's important for us to write all the stuff, you know. I think like Muscle Cars as like an artist, I think it is important that we have this like artistic expression. And it would feel a little bit strange to have an album of stuff that we're not like personally writing the lyrics to, or like, you know, the melodies and stuff together. And then, yeah, once we have the actual compositions, then it's really nice to like collaborate with other folks, whether it be like Domenica Fassari, who did the flute on Haya. Natalie Greffel did vocals like all over the album. Cesar Toribio did like the vocal performance for Wanna Do. So yeah, I think collaboration for us is really important, but it's also important for us to have like complete creative control of like the composition of the song, and yeah, especially the writing part.
And I guess coming from like a DJ perspective as well, there's that consistent sort of like cyclical nature of taking influences and then putting your own spin on things, and there's like a there's both the sort of in and out element of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're returning to Aotearoa to play at Goblin this Sunday alongside Babyface Killah as part of Resonate. Are you excited to come back?
Yeah, like last year was so much fun. I didn't know what to expect, you know, like it was our first time, in this part of the world, first time being in Australia, and then first time in Auckland. And last year we had such a great time, such a great engaged crowd, knew the music as well. Like, yeah, just very, going in very like blind. So I think now knowing kind of what to expect, or just going based off our experience last year, I'm really looking forward to coming back.
It must be so fascinating for you guys, you know, coming from New York and your music being quite contextual to where you come from and the music that you grew up listening to and the scene that you're a part of, how that can translate to other dance music scenes and it can feel so different but also the same.
Yeah. And also seeing that people, you know, even though, yeah, maybe they didn't grow up in New York, they still were exposed to, like, for example, in Hong Kong, like, there's this guy who does the party that we played at a few weeks ago and owns a space, and he would travel to New York in the 90s and go to clubs out there and would collect records all the way in Hong Kong, you know, and knew about the same music that we grew up listening to. And yeah, finding it here in Australia as well. And even when we were in New Zealand too, like, yeah, people know the music and still connect to it. Which is very cool.
Tell me about what sort of new music is in the works for you guys, because I know we had a new single last week.
Oh yeah, the single, it's actually like very different from like the more dancey stuff that we're kind of like down tempo, like soul R&B record. And yeah, vocals written by a close friend and collaborator of ours, Terribio, based out in New York. Yeah, it's part of this EP that we did together. We've been working together for so long on different projects. And so this one, I think, comes out on the 31st. Yeah, it's a four tracker on rhythm section that goes from kind of like soulful house music to stuff that's a little bit more deeper, like kind of a jazz fusion house kind of moment. And then the single that came out last week, which feels like ties it all together. Very, very different sonic elements, but a kind of fluid concept.
It's very different. I remember when I listened to it for the first time last week and I was like, are we gonna see Muscle Cars play some gigs for the band? Because this is like soulful R&B. This is not house music.
Yeah, we had our first live show with our band back in May. Celebrate the kind of like 1 year anniversary of the album. Headline this festival in Germany, and definitely want to bring it around the world when the time is right.
That's so cool. But in the meantime, we just get to experience classic Muscle Cars, feel good, housey dancing. I'm so excited. Sunday's going to be such a good show.
I'm looking forward.
Yes, big mihi to Brandon and Craig from Muscle Cars for making the time for a corridor during what has been a hectic touring time for them across Australia, across the world, and now this weekend in Tāmaki Makaurau. I believe they're also playing a Wellington show on the 31st, which is the same date as this new EP comes out under Rhythm Section. This track is Be Honest, the new one that they were just chatting about with vocals from Terribio. A really exciting direction for them. I'm excited to see what more they come out with. But if you want that classic Muscle Cars, housey feel-good dance music, then definitely head along to Resonate this Sunday at Goblin Bar with support from Babyface Killer and Music First DJs. Brought to you by Darklight and Music First. You can get tickets from Under the Radar. I'll be there. I'm excited. I'm ready for a dance.